another episode of the Stony Sisters podcast.
Thank you for joining us. We are lighting up already, per usual. Already got our Palo Santo. We smudged the room.
Have you guys ever had, like, those, you're taking, like, a fat-ass hit, and then someone makes you laugh and just, like, fucks you up?
Yeah, that's what you did to me 5 minutes. Yeah, it just happened. To you did this to me 5 minutes ago when you hit the flat app.
You got me
back. Okay, that was, no pun intended, it was not me. Not meaning.
That was perfect timing, though. The universe said, "Oh, you want to play?"
I was taking a hit of my cartridge, my pen, and I don't know how, but you just hit.
just rolled off the top.
If you know, you know. If you watch the show, you know. Rolled off and literally fucked me up. Not even gonna lie.
Anyway, we're back and we're smoking on some King Stash. Actually, Asbellini donated this.
Okay.
Thank you. I really enjoyed the strain. It has climbed to the top of my list. It is one of my favorites now. I mean, it's nice. I like the effects. I didn't find a lot about it online. It is a hybrid indica. I did find that, but I like the taste. I don't know why I like the tree that makes my lips tingle. I like that.
And I get that feel.
And then I know I'm going to get really high. So that's why we started with this one, because I do need to drive 40 minutes home. And we don't need to be falling asleep.
And it's dark.
And it's dark. We don't usually record at night. So that's what I got today. Oh, and I brought some dabs. We did take the dabs downstairs.
Yes.
And we have a little bit more, yeah. With the brand take.
I wanted to ask, King Stash, what's the brand? Or the...
It was from Camel. From Ponderosa, but I don't know if it was their home.
Okay.
If it was their house tree.
Ponderosa's been coming with fire, per usual.
Yeah.
What's new?
That Sweethearts was so good.
I was going to say, that joint... Out,
no... Oh, no, we started with my
Sweethearts. We did start with it, yeah. And I left mine. Did you guys finish that?
I mean, I did. That's what I recorded the episode with.
Fuck yeah. Well, there you go.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's
Sweethearts. I don't know what the brand or the strain was that I brought, though, of the shatter. So, sorry about that.
But it was from Cura Leaf?
It was from Cura Leaf. I went in there. Haven't been there in a really long time, actually. I went to the one at Youngtown. That used to be my spot when it was Swell. But, I don't know. I started hearing some funky things about Cura Leaf. So, I kind of stayed away. But, they had this fire-ass deal. 30% off, which, who knows if it's the whole...
Right.
getting rid of all their fucking shit or whatever. But, I went in. Got 30...
Look, take advantage.
I took advantage. It was a 30% off the entire store, so I got 4 grams of, I got 2 grams of batter and 2 grams of shatter for $70. 2 grams Damn. Of Canamo batter, and then 2 grams of their house shatter.
I think I'm going to go tomorrow because I got a thing. They're still doing 30% off, and then they had an item 9 BOGO today, but I forgot. They said they're going to do one tomorrow, so
Oh, actually, this dab's our lemon brulee. I've been on that damn lemon brulee.
That's your go-to.
And then the other one, the Canimal batter, was the Sherb Fighter Kush, which I've never heard of and never
seen. I've never heard of that, but I need to try
seen that at. I know that name, right? But I didn't see, I haven't seen that at Ponderosa either, so I was like, yeah, I'm going to take that.
Can I get one of those?
Yeah. So, yeah, pulled through. Which one's the closest to you?
19th and Bell.
19th and Bell.
So it's literally probably, I don't know, 7 minutes away.
Their upgrade, though, because they expanded the one in Youngtown, it's so nice now.
I remember that so little.
So little.
Their old spot. Okay, King Stash.
It is a little tough. It is a little tough, I will say that.
But it does. It has a good taste. And I can feel the tingle. Mm-hmm. Like the...
That's funny because the other night that I rolled it too, we were like that. We were just like, damn, like, this is tough.
Yeah, it's a little tough. It's a little tough. But it's good.
I guess that would be my negative. I didn't, now that I'm smoking it another time, yeah, it is. I don't really like that. Hurts the chest a little.
But the beginning of the joint was really good.
It was smooth, yeah.
Was the super taste. Smooth, the taste. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, I still like the high, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, the high, I'm like, you see my eyes.
Very relaxed, very body right. And head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I brought, which we'll smoke later in the episode, I brought some Deadhead OG. So that is a hybrid. It's a mix of, which I think we've smoked this before. I'm pretty sure, but it's a mix of ChemDog 91, which is one of my favorites, and San Fernando Valley OG, which is another one of my favorites.
Yes, we have some of them.
When you smell the tree, it tastes so fruity. Maybe you might be able to.
Let me give it a...
Yeah. Give it a little...
I don't know. Ooh, no.
Fruity, right? Mm-hmm. When I opened up the jar, I was like, damn.
Yeah, I like that.
Couldn't find the terpenes, though, online. But for me, it's definitely like a fruity taste and smell. And it helps a lot with anxiety, helps you feel relaxed and happy. So that's been my daytime. Been hitting daytime that a little strength. Bit during the day. And then my cartridge that we were smoking on is, which I haven't had cartridges in a really long time. So this past weekend, I was like, hey, I need you to pick me up some cartridges. She got me some Pure Earth cartridges. One of them was Purple Kush. The Cantaloupe Haze. Done. Gone. Like,
it's so tasty.
So tasty.
But this...
Just that one day, going up to Sedona.
Halfway.
And then I got home, and then it's just, you know, obviously the pens are convenient. You're on the couch. You're just like, okay, I don't want to refill the Puffco. I don't want to get up and do a dab. Let me just hit this.
When I get off of work, I try to put my pen away. Because if not, I will keep hitting it. While I'm cooking.
I have it in my pocket, and I'm like, oh... Hitting it, putting it back
like,
in there.
I put it under my pillow or like be on my bed, like my bed thing.
Use it under my cubbies. Pillow.
It's really easy access when I wake up at night.
You can just pull it like a cracker. Well, the tooth fairy can't come to you now. They're going to be like.
The weed that? Fairy can. Right. Like, accepting cartridges.
Leave it under my pillow. Hey, that's a good calling costume.
The weed fairy?
Next year, maybe when COVID is neutralized. I don't know. Whatever.
Who knows what's happening.
But, yes, the Pure Earth cartridge, bomb.
The other one you got, Purple Kush, yeah.
Bomb. Tastes that one so is, fucking good.
We hit it right before the episode, and that one is fire. I was high.
That one's 100% indigo, so maybe that's why you were forgetting.
It's weird, though, because I was feeling anxiety. Maybe it's because I was really high. I don't know.
Maybe. But it's a really, it's actually pretty chill. Like, if you don't take too many hits of it, it's a pretty chill strain. Now, if you overhit it, which is sometimes what I'll do at night, to really, it'll put you in a good sleep.
Well, that's the good one for my pillow.
So, there you go. Overhit the Purple Kush.
Well, I had a faulty Pura cartridge, which I've never, well, never, not, actually, yeah, never. I haven't once never. Experienced. I've never had an issue with any Pura cartridge, and I just had an issue with it. I had to go return it, and I wanted another Jack Straw, but they didn't have any because they had deals that whole week at Ponderosa. So, I was going to get another. I was just like, well, because I had already got, you know, I went for my typical four. Right. So I had already gotten...
Your re-up.
I gotten some cantaloupe, and I was like, well, I'll just add another cantaloupe. It's fine. And then I was like, actually, let me get a... Did I say this last episode? I made a... May have. Anyway, I got an indica.
No, I don't think you did.
I got the Afghan.
No, you were telling... I think you were telling me and Mighty Lou.
Oh. Well...
No. You know what? Just finish the story.
I got the Afghan, and it was nice. But... It didn't get me super stony, though.
Like, you were kind of expecting it to.
Expecting an indica, too, so.
Well, like I said, overhit that one, you'll be good. Because I can hit it during the day, and I'll stay
on the couch.
Yeah, I don't feel too tired. So, I like that. If I do need to hit it during the day, I'm like, okay, I'm good. But. At night.
Yeah.
Right into a slumber.
So I know we said that we couldn't think of our business excellence this week, but I do want to give some black excellence. If you didn't think of anyone, just because we were just talking about her, good old Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, how do we not shout out her
recently girl? Released album, so good. I was bumping it on the way here.
I was in the gym.
In the gym?
Doing leg day too, so I was like, all right. I'm like, and I could hear you saying, dump it. Dump it, girl. So I was like, all right, gotta dump it. Got my Thee Stallion playing.
Even more reason.
Right.
Her booty, though.
Body, body, body,
did you? Did you see her video today?
Yes.
Lifted her leg. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to practice.
I'm going to just like be on the wall, honestly. I'm going to go lay down. You lay down and then you just like, I don't
know. Or do like the pigeon. Got to do the lunge.
You know what? I wasn't a cheerleader, guys. Right?
I wasn't either. I just did these looks.
If you guys can see her right now.
It'll help, trust me.
TikTok on the floor. TikTok. What was this weed, huh? King Stash.
That King Stash, but shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. Real hot girl shit.
She did her a few weeks back, actually, she was doing a scholarship. She was doing a scholarship. I think it closed by now, but yeah, shout out to her.
Yeah. Black excellence. What else? What's next?
That last one I was like, ooh. Last week we heard about Maricopa County. They're dismissing cases. Well, this past week...
Do you want to finish that little guy?
Yes, I'll finish this. This past week, it came out in the news that Pima is falling right behind them. So, the Pima... Nice. Right? I was just like, thank you. At least something, you know?
That's what I was saying last time.
It's a start.
And that's what I was saying last time. At least... we have to accept that, obviously, it is it's going through. Like, it passed or whatever, so... The positives that we can take of it is these little steps, these little
right
wins.
excuse me, but
I know we're over here all.
That's what happens when you smoke. What is that? King Stash
joints.
But they actually said that they're gonna start dismissing pending cases for simple possession of marijuana. Of personal use cases, now that the, obviously it went recreational.
Yeah.
So I think, again, it's a start. And
step forward, yeah.
Yeah, it's a step forward. But with 207, what did we fear? We feared...
The takeover.
Mm-hmm. Big companies.
Yeah.
Taking over. And actually, this past week, again, Arizona-based company... Copper State Farms, which we've talked about them before.
Yeah.
They reached an agreement to acquire the management rights and control of the two Level Up, which were formerly MedMen Arizona. I never went to either of them.
So, I went to it because that the one in Scottsdale was...
I went to Level Up, but I didn't go to MedMen. Was it the same?
I think it was... Like Level Up by MedMen or something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
But the Scottsdale one was the Monarch, I think.
Okay. Yes.
Which changed name.
And I had
so
gone.
So I
to
had
Monarch.
gone there too.
Okay.
But I had never gone to a Med. I still to date haven't gone to a MedMen. Did we go to MedMen in California?
I was thinking, was that the one?
Actually, that's the only one that we found, huh?
Which was weird because I'm like, we're in California. How isn't there more?
Yeah.
Was it with the area we were in? I don't know.
I think it was the area.
But yeah, I think that was the only time.
So maybe, yeah, okay, I take my words back. I have gone to MedMen, but not here in Arizona. I haven't gone to one. But again, because the things I had heard, and they were like so like, corporate and fucking GMO-ass weed and shit.
Right.
But yeah, the fear of the like monopoly takeover, which, I mean, it's going to happen. Let's be real.
Exactly. And then I guess the two Level Up dispensaries will be rebranded as Soul Farm dispensaries. So Copper State Farm dispensary brand. Which I didn't know that Copper State, I didn't know that Soul was under.
I didn't either until just recently. I think something was
posted or something.
Yeah, that kind of like, I made the assumption, I guess, but actually, today I saw that the Tempe and the Scottsdale one, the Soul, the ones that are now Soul, they open today. So today, November 20th, they're open.
Oh. Might have to go check it out. Per IG. Might have to go check it out.
Yeah.
And then another company, I was just like, okay, there's a lot going on. But another company which I've never heard of before, and if I say this name wrong, forgive me, I'm going to butcher it. But I think it's AYR.
AYR.
It's just spelled A-Y-R. So AYR Strategy announced that it's going to be buying some of the medical marijuana operations in Arizona. So they actually signed a binding term to purchase 3 dispensaries and 2 cultivation facilities from Oasis Cannabis.
Jeez, a lot of changes.
Yeah, a lot of changes. I was just like, damn, okay. And 2 of the dispensaries, the one that's in Chandler and one's in Glendale. So after that deal goes through, AYR will have 11 marijuana dispensaries across Massachusetts, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Arizona.
Which is how Curaleaf too is too. When I was like on Leafly, I was like, you know, you put
trying
Curaleaf,
to find the one,
and it pulls up the United States map before it like zooms in on your location. I was like, whoa, they're across the whole country. Like, it's crazy, but we were next in line. I mean, I wish, again, just that the bill was a little bit better, but here we are. And I have never heard of AYR.
I've never heard of them either. I'm assuming, though, that they're going to stay Oasis, but I'm just guessing that they own them. I don't know if it'll change names or what, but
I would imagine they change.
I would imagine they change, too, but I don't know. So we'll find out. But, yeah, a lot of changes.
Yeah. Interesting. Love the cannabis world. I just hope that I could just keep getting my...
Yeah, I just need to know if any of our listeners know about the medical program. Because there's been a lot of, and we've said this in our past episode, there's just been so much he say, she say. Like, is there an actual... Can someone point me in the direction where I can read that the... Is it being affected? Will it stay? You know, the prices, is it going to go up? Are we going to be taxed extra? Do we have a different selection? Can we keep our 2.5?
Right.
Versus what the recreational limit is? Can we keep our higher milligram edibles compared to what the recreational edibles are going to be? These are all factors that we need to know. So, if you know... Let us know.
Cool. So, moving into... We're going to talk a little bit. We said in... Did we say last episode? Or maybe a couple episodes ago?
Yeah.
We were going to just break down a little bit of the CBD. Since we, the Stony Sisters, have our CannaHeal brand, we do have our CBD tincture, which is just an oil-based, MCT oil-based tincture. And we have ourselves, which are a vegan wax.
It's a coconut oil. Yeah, coconut oil, essential oils
and
CBD isolate.
All organic.
It's vegan friendly, like she said. Which we wanted because we know that that's something that is important.
To some people, yeah. So we definitely wanted it to be available for everybody. Hopefully. I mean, I guess essential oils would be something if people are sensitive to that. But easy enough, we could make it unscented.
Yeah, we could do unscented. We could totally make it unscented. And it still smells really good, actually, unscented.
Yeah. Because someone told me, I got a review that they were like, I like that it doesn't smell waxy.
Yes.
So, but if someone didn't mind that so much... Because obviously the essential oils help the... Anywho, we do have CBD products available. So we did want to kind of just break down a little information about CBD if you're not too familiar with it. And kind of just give you a little knowledge.
Yeah, little knowledge because we're trying to break the stigma of, you know, and when people say CBD, people can still interpret it in a negative way. But with all this information, it is very, like, scientific, I guess.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit, like, technical, but
we're going to try and break it down our best ability where you can understand.
And first question, biggest question is always, is it going to make me high?
Right.
Am I going to feel high?
Am I going to feel high?
And if it is pure, you know, just CBD, no. It doesn't give you that stoned feeling. It doesn't give you that, like, intoxicated feeling. And I used to be, like, big on saying that, oh, it's not mind-altering, but in a sense it is. And not in the sense that it makes you higher.
Right.
You know, like a psychoactive. Right. But it does alter your mind in a sense if you're having mad anxiety. Like, your mind is going to alter a little bit if you take some CBD tincture and it's going to chill you out. Mm-hmm. So it is, in a sense.
If you want to be technical.
Yes.
Yes.
But, no, you're not going to get high.
You won't get high. Won't be Cheech and Chong, Grandma. Like, it's okay. So CBD and THC, they obviously work completely, like, completely different. So that's something that people have to understand is we all have receptors in our body.
We all have an endocannabinoid system.
Yes. Which we have the receptors, and CBD and THC work completely different with them. So we have them in our brain and then in our body.
So these primary receptors are our CB1 and our CB2 receptors. And our CB1 receptors are primarily found in our brain and central nervous system. And then our CB2 receptors are mainly in our immune system and structures that are related to healthy immune functioning like our liver.
When we were first going over, like, the CB1 and CB2, like, when we first started learning about CBD, that was something. I'm like, okay, I need a photo.
I need pictures.
I need pictures. Can you show me where these receptors are, please?
Right.
But now it makes much more sense.
Right.
And then with the THC, what it does is it binds with the CB1 receptors in the brain, and that's what produces a high or that psychoactive euphoric
feeling. The euphoria feeling, yeah. And then, so unlike the THC, the CBD doesn't, it either, like, not at all or binds, like, super, super weak to that CB1 receptor in our brain. So it actually is, like, interferes with the binding of the THC and it dampens that psychoactive effect. So this is why a lot of people, when you're super high, they kind of try to balance out with the CBD, which I've heard. I mean, Mighty Lou was saying in the last episode.
I think it works.
If you take an edible and you're just a little bit too stony, take some CBD.
Take some CBD.
Kind of equals out a little.
Chill you out. Because nobody likes to be feeling extra uncomfortable high.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. Use some CBD.
So, CBD is still a cannabinoid. But it doesn't directly interact with those two CB1 and CB2 receptors that the THC is more functioning with.
And then our endocannabinoid regulates our anti-inflammatory response, also our immune system, like you said earlier, our appetite, our mood, anxiety levels, even our sleep schedules. So pretty much it keeps us in homeostasis.
Yeah, like in a balance.
I feel zen when I say, I take it every single day. Like, it's like a really, every single morning, Jake sees me, I get my tea, my emergency, my ginger shot, and then my CBD drops. It's like in that order, and then my water, and then I'm just like, all right, I'm good for the day.
I'm ready to go to work.
Let's go.
So, I mean, CBD is known to help for many, many, many things. Like, I don't want to you know, we're no doctors here or...
Right.
Complete experts, you know.
But the research we've done over the years, especially for this, because we're going to be giving this to our family.
That was, yeah, primarily right there. Number mm-hmm. one, our family has a number, together, us two together, has a number of ailments. So, and then it helped us alone, you know.
Yeah.
So obviously we had to do the research on what the hell we were putting into our bodies, and we're super conscious about that. So just a few things that it's, like, known to help for. Chronic pain. We use it for anxiety, inflammation. I know it helps when you have, like, muscle pain yep. and when you work out and whatnot. Migraines, depression, arthritis, more of that inflammation. And it's known to, actually said to help acne, dermatitis, and psoriasis. So
I mean, it's a pretty big market right now, too. I've even seen at some, you probably all see it at, like, your regular grocery store. But then at, like, Sephora and at, like, these, mm-hmm. Target.
Yep.
CBD products.
More CBD mm-hmm. lines. Hemp lines.
Yeah, hemp lines.
Things like that. So, it does help. Trust.
And with the drops, so you can put them under your tongue and you let them sit there. You can put it in your smoothie. And we have the instructions, like, on our bottle. But another thing that you can do is you can actually just drop the drops on wherever, like, if you're having pain. So that's something that my grandma actually told me
mm-hmm.
because her knee would hurt and she was at a salve and she only had the tincture. So she went and she dropped a little bit of tincture and she said instantly relief.
Yeah. So I had, cause I had somebody ask too and I was like, I mean, if you're looking for, like, you know, topical right. pain, then yes, the salve. Absolutely, right. But I'm like, some of our customers have said.
They've tried it, because
my mom too. Like, I was just like, for the meantime, just put the drops on it. And she's like, yeah, gotta do what I gotta do. And it worked, so. It does help, it's good. I mean, even if you don't have an ailment, I say just to keep you kind of like.
Balanced.
Keep your body and your.
But it definitely helps for anxiety. I know that and sleep. Mm-hmm. Because with our watches that we have, you can, like, look at your sleep patterns. And when I started taking it, if you're barely first starting out, I would say give it at least, what, like a month? Like 30 days for sure to fully start seeing the benefits of it.
And a way I like to put it, too, is, like, when you're taking it's like taking a Tylenol. But, A, it's not freaking manufactured, you know what I mean? Yeah. And B, over time, the CBD is going to help heal your ailment, you know,
right.
or, you know, make it 10 times better. It's not going to, for instance, you're taking
like
Tylenol, ibuprofen, all, you know, whatever, you, so many fucking things you can take out there, you know, but it's going to affect your kidneys. It's going to affect... It's going to give you another issue that you're going to have to then take another medication for. So, the CBD...
I mean, no, literally.
Not only helps alleviate, but also over time heals.
Yeah, because I had issues with ibuprofen. Because I was taking so much ibuprofen because of my sciatic pain. And I ended up messing up my stomach lining. And that's how you get ulcers. Like, that's literally how you get stomach ulcers.
Right.
And you, like, you're not supposed to take. And at that, they were prescribing me, like...
Ridiculous amounts.
Like, I think it was,
unreal.
Like, 800.
Yeah.
So now when I go into the cabinet and I'm just, like, grabbing an Excedrin, because I rarely ever take them. But, you know, sometimes you just gotta... You really need it. But I'll go in there and I'm just like, I technically have 4 of these. And the bottle only tells me I need 2.
Right.
But I was
taking 800
milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're completely right. It does affect your body over time, but with CBD,
you're still doing it.
So, yeah, we just wanted to give you guys some little background on CBD if you're interested or if you're trying to figure out
what it is. Yeah, I think this was the best way we could put it without getting too, like, textbook.
Yeah, because
it is, like, when you're researching it, it is very, very, like, It's like you said, you needed a diagram. You needed, you know, we got books. We got
literally diagrams.
Classes.
Classes, yeah. We looked at, like, the process of how they made it and, like, they...
Videos, yeah.
The videos of that and how they extracted and the differences. And, I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah.
So we wanted to give it to you guys the best way we could in a short, condensed version to show you these are the benefits and this is something that could help you.
And with that being said, we do not have any CBD. I took mine this morning.
I took mine this morning too.
We are going to take... You want to do dabs and then light up?
We sure can. Got the
I got this
though.
Huge
just
little glove
this guy.
Here. Should get us both. Ooh. So excited.
Oh, wait. Let
just
me
drop that baby in there.
I'll light it first a little bit.
Like get it preheated.
Yeah.
All right. I like the way you think. So, really quick, I'll just jump right into the next, our Cosmos. If you've been feeling, I know you were saying you were feeling, so if you've been feeling lethargic or like kind of lack of energy, give yourself time because your body is telling you. Your body is telling you, so listen and remember that we've just come out of, hold on 1 second.
Oh, that was a...
Hold that thought. We've just come out of a lot of retrogrades, so this could really justify why we've been feeling so. Because me too. I've been, this week I've just been so tired, and I'm just like, why, girl?
So tired. Like, it's not the time of the month. Already passed. What's going on?
I'm getting good sleep.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm getting good sleep.
I don't understand.
But during the day, I'm just like...
That explains it.
And I've been extra, extra, extra. If you want to... Double tap that to relight that bad boy.
Yeah,
I've been extra. There you go. I've been extra emotional. Very, very, very. Like any little thing. I can be watching something that's like a good.
See, and for me, I know when it is. Because when I'm like just extra emotional, because I'm already emotional. And
right.
I know you guys have heard me say this like multiple times, but legit, like. I hear you. That's all I have to say.
And I'm just like, you know, I just got my
lashes
done.
Why do I keep
doing
this to myself?
I just got my lashes done. I can't be, no. But with that being said, Sagittarius season is sneaking up on us. And it's actually starting tomorrow, the 21st or 22nd, depending on where you are in your time zone. So with that, we may feel shift from the energy of the water to the energy
that emotional.
Of the fire. Yes. So remember, I was like, I need to figure out why I'm so emotional.
Great. From freaking A to Z, crying to gotta watch that fiery energy.
Yeah, fierce, spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Spicy. So we're probably going to feel more energized. More energized. We're going to feel charged up to get things done.
Because I'm still waiting for that Mars boost. I was like, that Mars direct boost, I was like, okay, I'm tired.
I'm tired. Where's the energy?
So
at?
Hopefully with this
and I
shift
think
from Scorpio to Sag.
That goes right into, obviously, the holiday season. So we need that energy because that's...
I don't know. Might be shut down. No, it probably won't be shut down till next year.
Look. We'll get into that later.
But our Sagittarius peeps... Holla at ya. We got one downstairs.
Yeah, fiery one downstairs. With the
he was
tube.
Just like...
He be having a tube.
How's that?
I'm like, he hates us.
He's got headphones on and volume all the way up.
What did you say, Zach?
But these people are known to be bold and honest and not afraid to say what needs to be said, which... I was like, that's Jake. That's so Jake.
Very sad. That sounds like it.
And like we said before, Scorpio season brought a lot of emotions and showed us where or what we needed to work on. And now we have the choice. We have, again, that shift. So how are we going to move forward? How are we going to deal with the pain, any emotions that we were dealing with? For the sake of us being happy, moving forward, and growing stronger. So, again, last episode was saying you can easily sulk in that darkness, or you can work through the darkness
and get over that.
Mm-hmm. And actually, speaking of, really quick, retrogrades, way back in episode 9, we talked about Neptune retrograde. And so that was June 22nd. It's okay. Been in retrograde since then. And again, Neptune rules our spirituality and creativity. And this planet is going direct on November 29th. So coming up here. So we're getting, I think that leaves one more planet.
I'm pretty sure out of the 6 though, right? Get that.
We're
in retrograde, in the beginning. Yeah.
So this is going to bring some more clarity in those foggy areas that we may have had and give us more clarity on our goals and our dreams and see some newfound truths. So,
and that's spot on.
Lots of shift.
That's where I feel like my life is at right now. Lots of shift. Trying to get over that.
Seeing a lot of signs, seeing yes. a lot of messages. Mm-hmm. Reading into the messages.
Yep. Writing everything
down. There's one
down.
Thing to see it, like, okay, like we were saying, the numerology, it's one thing to see it, but it, we got to tune into it then.
Yeah.
If you want to. And we have been. I know we were talking about it earlier, so.
Yep.
Keeping consistent. Consistency.
Consistency. Yep. Honestly, consistency with anything, mm-hmm. I think. But we also have a Gemini lunar eclipse full moon coming up. That's going to be in 10 days on November 30th. So the Sagittarius season actually brings 2 eclipses.
Jeez.
So the first one is going to be, it's known to be a partial full moon lunar eclipse in Gemini. And lunar eclipses, we have said in the past before, they're pretty much just extra potent, like full moons. And they typically bring endings.
Which is good.
So just keep in mind, when one door closes, another one opens.
Right. And tagging on to that, if something, someone goes away from your life, I say allow it and trust that whatever's meant to be in your life in that moment, trust that that's what is meant to be.
It's like that cliche, what is it? Let it go, and if it comes back, it was meant to be yours, or would,
right.
Something like that. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So the full moon is actually going to help us release things from our lives that are no longer aligned, which we always talk about, but it's going to show us like where we're headed.
Like I was saying last episode, where are you being called to? What direction is your life being called to? Listen to those intuition.
You have to.
And it's going to shed light on where and what we're holding on to too tightly. So again, what needs to be released? Where we need to set boundaries. I was talking Ooh. To you about that earlier.
Yep.
I was like, not necessarily this, but it's a boundary.
Yeah.
Setting boundaries.
And you know, I mean, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to completely cut people off. Like, you don't have to do
right.
that. Or cut something off or whatever it could be. Like you said, a person, a thing. But you have to have a boundary with it.
That's
and it
right.
has to be a healthy boundary to your mental health.
Right.
Because once your peace is being disrupted, like,
yep.
no, don't fuck with my peace.
I've worked too hard.
Right. I have, exactly.
I've come
yes.
a long
I have
way.
Come way too long. I've done way too much work. I'm not going
to
trickle back down.
To go back, exactly.
Not doing it.
Exactly. So any of those feelings that we've worked through Scorpio season or just any feelings in general that you've pushed down, you need to release them. We need to release them. But shifting into this fiery energy, we need to take care of our inner fiery self that we've all have.
Catch yourself.
Mm-hmm. And take care of and calm your mind. Because our mind is ruled by Gemini. Oh, damn it, dropped the cherry again. Got it. It's okay. Give it a little puff right here. So during this time, find balance and try to transition away from your ego. I know that's...
Oh,
damn it.
Sorry.
Something I work on every day.
And it's an everyday thing. Like we've always said, you always have to keep working at it.
And on top of this, with all this energy, please remember that there's so many more planets in motion. So just in general, pay attention to your feelings, to what's causing you any anxiety, and that will definitely help guide us. Those feelings, it'll help us see what needs work, what areas we need to pay attention to and nurture a little bit more. But the universe, yep. But the universe has definitely been working.
It has.
And we still got a few more crazy energies, all these eclipses.
It's been working hard. Yeah. And also, because me and you were talking about holidays. Holidays can be a very touchy subject for some people. I know it's supposed to be a very joyous time, and you're supposed to enjoy it and, you know, enjoy your family, but that's not the case for everybody.
Right.
So I just kind of wanted to just go over, like, a couple, like, reminders, I guess you could say. So with, obviously, Thanksgiving next week and Christmas right after that.
Literally
right after that. I don't everybody know if you saw, like, everybody has their Christmas stuff up, and I'm like, fuck, so I told you, like, we have to do it this weekend.
I know. I said, I'm usually a big after Thanksgiving decorator. Same. But I was already, like, just take out the box.
Yeah, to get in the spirit, too, with COVID, and the numbers are rising, and who knows? Who knows if things are going to be open. But with the holidays right around the corner, it's always good to remember to set boundaries. It's something that me and you are constantly working on. Setting boundaries. Also, try not to pack too much in, which I'm infamous for. I'm infamous for wanting to be like a people pleaser.
People pleaser.
Okay, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to go here. But then you end up wearing yourself out.
Right. Not enjoying it.
Exactly. You don't even get to enjoy it. So protect your energy.
And please, please be advised that we do have controversial feelings about Thanksgiving, but we have made it something else. We look at it in a different perspective as far as just, because you know what? Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck the colonizers. That's not, no.
But, you know, it is a time that our family gets together. We don't, again, we set our boundary, but anyway, whatever.
But basically, protect your energy. Protect your energy. If you feel like you have low vibrations or you're extremely, like, tired, fatigued, recharge when you need to and give your time to rest. It's okay. I'm constantly telling myself I need to stop being so hard on myself. It's okay to want to just take a nap.
Yeah.
Don't feel like, oh my gosh, I could have been doing this, I could have been doing that, or I'm being lazy.
Yeah.
It's like, no, your body needed that.
When I went on, when we were at the cabin for my sister's birthday, the first, like, overnight, the next morning, we, like, just bummed it on the couch till, like, 1 o'clock. Didn't, like, start getting ready till, like, 1:30, you know? And it was just, like, weird because I'm, like, typically at home, I'm just, like, get up, Jazz. Like,
get up, do
you
this.
Can clean, you have a list. You can do this. You can get this done. You can get that done. Like, but it was so good to just not feel guilty and just do it, you know? So, yeah. So, that's, I'm glad that I said that because don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty if you need to take time or if you need to not do what you strain yourself to do every year, you know? And that's something that my cousin told me, too. She's just like, if you need to, like, not, if it's too much energy for you, like, don't feel guilty. And I was like, thank you for understanding me.
Yeah, because I can't understand you. No, I understand you, but I'm saying I can't with all the energy. It's a lot for me, and I have to, like, this year, I really am really trying really hard. It's, I guess you would say, like, a homework assignment from my therapist of, like, setting my boundaries. I'm a person who I will pack a lot of shit into a day, and I won't eat. Like, that's not normal. You know what I'm saying? That's not, I'm not fasting. I'm not, you know, it's not like something like that. No, it's just like I'm always, like, I have a list, and on my phone, I'm like, okay, at this time, we're going to do this. This time, we're going to do this. This, like, that's not, I need to stop.
And then you're constantly looking at the clock.
Right.
And that's what I don't want to have to worry about.
So, yeah, take time for yourself. Recharge when you need to. Don't feel guilty. Even if you don't even want to go with family, if it's too much with COVID.
Yep. that do right not there, feel do guilty not feel about guilty. That. Because I have very much contemplated it multiple times because of the numbers going up. I'm just like, you know what? I don't even know if I really want to go. Like,
we were
right
back.
Just gonna,
but,
yeah, keep my distance. And
yes, so just, well, a couple reminders because, yeah, the holidays are coming up. And like I said, it's not always the most enjoyable time for everybody.
And if things are going to be closed down and stuff, like, I don't know how that all is going to go. But maybe it won't be as stressful this year. I don't know.
Maybe. Because
I'm not going to go out shopping. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not doing it.
A lot of stores, too, aren't doing, like, Black Friday. They're giving their employees the day off for once.
Wow.
For once. A fucking that's pandemic had to happen for them to give. But they are still doing Black Friday. Don't get it. Don't get it twisted. These companies are still doing the biggest sales of the year.
And with that being said, please try and look into the Black Friday sales that small businesses are doing.
Yes, I was just going to bring that up.
Because I know it's easy to do, you know, to see the Walmart and the Targets and this and that. And but if you can go the route of a small business, a service, definitely keep those businesses in mind. My sister did a really nice shout out today of a bunch of businesses.
Just look.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yes, support small businesses. Speaking of small businesses, our Candy Hill website is being finalized. So, I know we said that, I think, last episode or the episode before, but it will be up and running for December, for sure.
Yes.
But until then, follow our Instagram, we'll obviously put it in the caption. The holidays are coming up, so get your orders in. We'll be posting our inventory along with the price sheet coming up soon, so make sure you're following our Instagram.
I'm so high. Why is this one like...
Head. It's dead head. No, what did I say it was?
Oh my god, and you told me the other day, and literally, bitch, I was dead head. Why did you say this for seconds?
You told me, it's hybrid, you save it. And I was like, all right, girl. Dead head OG.
Gonna need some CBD.
All right, take another drop, please.
Okay, sorry, I interrupted.
No, you're fine. Because now I'm just looking at the, you see me, I'm just...
Did it.
Glasses all, like, halfway off on my tip of my... Excuse me. Anyways, go follow our page. Also, Orgain.
Thank you, I need to get some myself.
Orgain, you can get 30% off your first order, so take advantage, and I want to say it's still free shipping.
Wait, do we use AYL for 30%?
Yep, you use AYL.
And it'll give us 30%?
30% off of your first order.
So it's going to be like $5? I'm just kidding.
Not 50. 30, okay? So obviously the more you buy, the bigger the...
Discount.
Bigger the discount. There you go.
I need to get some because I'm telling you, I've been...
They sent me a little package. Shout out to them. They sent me a little package and... First of all, I have to order those bars. They have, like, these protein bars. Bomb. Vegan. Bomb. So good. On the pre-made drinks that they have, like, the pre-made ones. Protein shakes. They're okay. I mean, if you really need something, I guess, yeah. But I much rather just make my own protein shakes.
Yes.
But, yes, bomb. So, yep. Use AYL. We'll put it in the... And other than that, with the numbers rising, especially if you're in AZ, I heard in California too, they might do another lockdown. So,
look, United States needs to get it together.
Get it together. Wear your mask when needed. I know it's very uncomfortable.
Be cautious.
I go to the gym and I have to wear my mask there the whole entire time, which...
Yeah, just stay safe out there.
Stay safe.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in, and stay stony.
Peace.